Good morning and welcome to the Cleveland Community Service District workshop of the Board of Directors. Today is August 27th and we are online at 10:06. Oops. First thing we will do, first we'll need to get organized. Call the meeting to order at 10:06 and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm sorry.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll take the roll call. Director Hammond.
Present.
Director Edwards.
I'm here.
And Director Slaton.
Present.
And we have a call.
So we still have to do the public comment stuff, right?
Yes.
Well, we don't have public comment on here, but you can
It's a special meeting. You don't actually have to have public comment, but you just do.
Yeah,
Is
you
there
can just.
anybody on?
No, just Ronnie.
Just Ronnie.
So yes, not no. Yes, we have Ronnie available.
But nobody that doesn't already know the routine.
Correct.
Right. So we have. Right into just, do we need to this for the agenda when it's only one thing?
Well, actually, we should. We're going to go to the agenda.
Okay, I second it.
For formality.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. You both say nay. That's a 3-0. Perfect. That was ordered. All right. So, discussion items. The Board of Directors intends to consider each of the following items and take action at this meeting. Public comment is allowed on each individual item listed, and such comment will be considered in advance of each board action. Item A is presentation of fiscal year 2023 to 2024, fourth quarter financial statement and review of investment reports.
Okay. And then is that chat from your considering? There we go. Oh, no, I just want to make sure we're going to clear up the mic. Good morning, everyone. We are going to go over the fourth quarter. And before I get started, these are the figures that I have as of the date that we published this. I'm in the middle of all my reconciliations for the audit. And so there may be a few minor changes, but we'll bring that back and I'll give a report on that. And the audit is scheduled to start September 16th. So we're pretty close. So let's get started. So this is going to cover April 1st through June 30th. And we'll start off with the water fund. Let's see, operating revenue, we hit.
Ryan, can we just wait one second? Okay. 10:09, Director Kwiatkowski
is moving
this. Just for the
yeah,
record.
He moves. His fucking thank you,
Good morning.
Okay, so as we get started with the water fund, we met our operating revenue budget and we have 13% left of our expenses. And I'll go over so our operating revenue exceeded the budget expectations by $86,347. Fixed rates were comparable to previous quarters. And it beat the budget, it exceeded the annual budget by $5,794. The variable rates came in at $208,859. And this usage reflects the beginning usage of the summer months. So it'll continue next quarter, it'll continue to increase. That will be actually in the summer months. And variable rates exceeded the annual budget by $47,980. And other operating revenue is comparable to previous quarters, and that exceeded the annual budget by $32,573. So we're looking good there. Non-operating revenue for the quarter was $345,751, and that is from grant reimbursements for the Big Creek and Second Grody Clearwell project, the generator project, and the water fill station. And that also includes earned interest. So So looking good. Moving on to
I'll just ask a random weird question.
Yeah.
The last one in each of these things, the housing property number one expensive $84 is figured out.
I just include it because it's part of the it's part of our capital expenditures.
And that has to do with the property we're looking at.
Yes. Okay. It was that one's actually pest control and it's broken up over all of the different funds.
Sure.
So
sure.
It's small amounts. When you get to the fire, I think it's at $2. But you know, it's in the report. I'm gonna tell you what it's for.
Because
yeah,
we had to break it out.
We break it out and it was only the whole bill was $200.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll skip. We don't have to talk about it, but we'll skip over it.
I just, you know, the first one I thought, oh, okay, that's interesting. And then I was just like, there he's again.
Well, the things with the funds, we split them up. Everything's
yeah.
pretty much repeated over and over again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a different percentage amount. Okay, so operating expenses for the water fund came in under budget by $443,814. That's due to unfilled positions. We have the tunnel shut down. And operating expenses were lower than expected. However, the cost of utilities continuously ran higher, and we reported that every quarter, and it was over budget by $20,000. We had the regular lease payments for the mail and copy machines, and there was no unfunded pension liability. Capital expenditures, we continue with the drought resilience project. AM Consulting had to process some relocation plans, progress reports, and permit for construction documents. And then Well Industries, they completed the drilling of two wells, or they started working at least. One was at the ball field, and one was for Tank 5. And on-site chlorine generator systems, we spent $31,770, and that was from Evoqua. And that was for the purchase of the two units we spoke about earlier, previous quarter. The Big Creek unit has been installed, and the second Grody unit is still in process. And for the programmable logic controllers, we made the final payment, which was the 50% balance, to White House Electric. Those are our budgeted items. The unbudgeted items, the water fill station continues. That is grant funded, but we spent $8,864 for project design revisions and the technical specifications performed by AM Consulting. And there's our $84 for the property house, the housing property. I named it Housing Property One. That was for pest control. We'll just see that every. So looking forward, we just submitted claims 8 and 9. So we will be expecting reimbursement of about $151,000. Those funds should be coming in shortly. Any questions on the water fund? Sewer fund. Again, operating revenue exceeded our budget, and we were under budget in expenses by 16%. 16%. So we exceeded the operating budget by $30,412. Fixed rates were comparable to previous quarters, and overall exceeded the budget by $4,144. Variable rates were $120,710. Again, beginning of summer months usage, and that exceeded the annual budget by $23,645. Other operating revenue was $12,187, and that came in at $2,623 over budget. And for this quarter, other non-operating revenue, we received $64,000, and that was for grant reimbursement for the generator project and earned interest. Yep. It'll take us. Sewer expenses. So we came in under budget by $386, and that has to do with salaries and benefits, utilities. I don't know what I wrote here. but the savings were in salaries and benefits and then utilities, and these were all comparable to previous months. Notable other operating expenses for this quarter were $26,000. And we had those due to repair and maintenance and chemicals and computer hardware. Those were the highest expenses for that line item. And we made these payments of $532. Capital expenditures. We continue the sewer rehab and the wastewater pump. We purchased the replacement effluent pump. The wastewater improvements project was, again, mostly from the consulting engineers. And Hetch Hetchy Railroad project, small amount, here $190. And that was for some legal expenses. And we had Benchmark Engineering do land survey. And that is repeated. Capital expenditures. We have the FEMA agreement, and that was a grant for storm damage. And we used AM Consulting for topographical surveys. We have the housing plus pest inspection. Okay, so looking ahead, we submitted a claim number 10, and we're expecting $738,000. That was approved end of July, so every day I check the mail. I ask Amber every day, did they check? So we're waiting on that. And then an outgoing expense is for the wastewater treatment improvements project. We had an invoice for $137,000, and that's just continuing the work.
And that project has been a lot of work, a lot of stuff going on.
The head works here, right here.
A lot of it is, a lot of the time consumption and difficulty in construction is just not having the accurate records of where things are. I think we've sent somebody out to fix a problem. They didn't know what they were fixing. They knew what they were told to do to fix it, and they fix it. And then the next generation of people would come in and not know what in the heck went on with what they did, why they did it, and where it is. And most of that happened during a period of time when we had downsized significantly, or we had lost our engineer. And so we just were, just flying through. But that's what happens when you get short staffed, is you may not see a problem until that problem shows up later, because it's buried, it gets kicked off to the side or whatever, So
OBE, overcome by events.
Yeah. I mean, that's. Looks good in sewer and in water, being under budget by 13% and 16% in expenses, but that's primarily due to being short staffed, which means we're not getting the stuff done that we need to get done, which usually rears its head in another way at some point. So I'm happy with it because we got cash to operate, but we were working diligently to get past it.
Not sustainable.
And yeah, we are working to get fully staffed.
Any questions on the sewer fund? Fire fund. We are 1% away from meeting the operating revenue for the fire fund. And expenses, again, we had a savings of 17%. So operating revenue, we were short of the expectations by $21,000. However, total revenue, if you include the non-operating expenses, we exceeded the annual budget by $21,000. And that is a result of a little bit higher property taxes and the non-operating revenues, which is some of the grant funds that came in. And so notable in quarter four, we received $42,000. And $23,900 of that is from the Office of Traffic Safety Grant. And we received 74 about $7,500 for the volunteer fire capacity grant.
So I should have asked before the meeting, but the 21,302 that we're short, if property taxes is up, what other reserve, a particular line of revenue that was down or?
Yeah, it's the other operating revenues, and those include maybe a couple of the line items. It's going to
well, we've been fairly light on rental revenues. I mean, we haven't had
well,
until
recently.
This last month.
Okay.
Yeah. So, which wouldn't show up in this quarter, obviously.
So where we're short, because what it includes is the CERT revenue. We budgeted $10,000 and we received $4,000. And then the fire equipment rental revenue was budgeted $10,000, and we're not going to receive funds until this quarter. We just got notification yesterday, and I have that in here. So that's why we didn't need it. It's really those two big line items. Yeah, non-operating. Yeah, there's not much else in there. So does that help answer that question?
Why would the CERT revenue be down?
It has to do with really donations. They budgeted to receive $10,000, and we only received $4,000 for the year.
Okay. Wow.
They did just get that grant.
They did, but that only for this.
That's only $1,600, I think, and that will be the next quarter.
Those are very variable. I was looking at previous years when I was doing the budget, and I was kind of like contemplating on changing that, lowering that. But then some years it's a lot higher. So we just have to use an average.
We don't have the history.
Yeah.
Yet
to
know.
To get an average.
Yeah. And in reality, it's not, we haven't had any board direction on, well, CERT revenue expenses need to balance.
Yeah. Yep.
So we're just watching it to see, you know, because the majority of the investments are up front, you know, to get the equipment.
Right, right.
All of that. It doesn't happen on an ongoing basis.
Mm-hmm.
Or historic. There's
right,
not,
right.
You know, there's not a need to have too much more stuff. So the expenses are pretty good except for training. So that should turn around at some point.
Okay. Thank you. So if we go into expenses, we did come in under budget by $274,000. When I say that there's savings, so it has to do with salaries and benefits due to unfilled positions. It's not necessarily unfilled positions at the fire station. It's because of how we split how our maintenance works by the percentages. There's not as much work being allocated to the firehouse. So that's where the savings are. CAL FIRE Schedule A contract came in under budget. And overall, just the expenses were lower. So there really just wasn't much work spent on the firehouse, on the maintenance side. And that's where you see the savings. They were in line, though. The expenses that were made were in line with previous quarters. And it really has to do with the safety supplies, fuel, and janitorial, and then the administrative office expenses. So Emily's payment of $70. Okay, for the capital expenditures, we have the GCSD infrastructure fuel reduction project that was grant funded. We paid $91,000 to Crip Walking, and they performed 36 acres of clearing work.
And if I could show you a photograph, I would do it, but you may have seen it online. But this property that we purchased and had this work done this spring on is where they drop the retardant in a huge comma that goes all the way from the Deer Flat all the way behind the bank and back to the railroad in a grade. And it also allowed for easy access. And I mean, if it's just really obvious that there wasn't any fuel in there to be burning, and that was the fire that occurred a couple weeks ago on a Friday.
Right.
And we're right behind the Echo Adventures building. building. That could have been a real nasty mess. That
yes.
property, that 37 acres, one of the reasons that it was attractive to us was to be able to get control of the fuels on it. That thing had so much, it was loaded.
It was super overgrown.
And so, I mean, anyway, that was really was a good effort internally with Yuri and Rachel and, you know, to get the money allocated. And we actually got such good bids from Cork Logging for the other project that now we've got this whole property that's been taken care of. Now we just have to maintain it.
So all 36 acres was done.
Between what we did and then what Joe's crew did, Rachel's husband, I'm not sure what the, it's a training crew, isn't it?
No, they're wildland firefighters. Their Cal Fire now has like type one crews,
yeah.
hand crews.
Hmm.
They used to work with the inmates, but now they have like civilian hand crews. And so Joe was put in charge of finding a whole bunch of like really heavily wooded debris filled areas for 10 crews to do training. And so I was like, hey, I know of this place.
Well done.
And so there was at sometimes 10 crews at a time there just
wow.
practicing cutting fire line,
yeah.
making
that's
little
that.
Highways out of 30-foot tall manzanita and stuff like that.
So now we're standing.
Yeah.
Where's his crew out of?
He's over at Baseline.
Baseline.
The Baseline Fire Training Center.
Kurt's working up at Battle Sheba.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So this year, when he asked, he's like, so I guess Kurt's done, huh? He's like, yeah, there's nothing really left for you to cut out there, but they'll be our maintenance crew.
Some burning. Didn't we get authorization
yeah.
or we're working through authorization
we're,
to
yeah,
burn
we're
some
working.
Of that down?
Through that with the Cal Fire Burn Planning Department to come in and do an understory burn. And if that does happen, most likely it will be some of Joe and his other colleague crews that will come up and manage that understory burn. So that'll be good.
Yeah.
Tell Joe I said hello.
There's a crazy man sitting across the street from us, but another would require a crew.
Oh, yeah.
While they were chainsaw.
Okay, other notable is the firehouse kitchen remodel is going to begin soon here, and we paid $400 for to draft some of the remodel plans.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Does our firehouse have a sauna?
We did this a few weeks ago.
We talked about that.
Did we?
Yeah, they don't.
Do we get one?
Well,
we talked about that.
Yeah.
And yeah, they can use that, or they can use that one if they want to. It's a rough sauna.
All right, I'm just trying to refresh my own memory, which is obviously not as good as it should be.
Oh, you're doing just fine.
So looking ahead, we did receive information yesterday that we'll be getting $33,400 reimbursed by Cal Fire. And that was for the engine 783 usage during July and August. So technically it doesn't go towards the last fiscal year, so it'll be reflected in.
Can they buy a sauna?
Yeah.
Thank you, Janice.
You ran out of cars.
We work together well.
They rented the truck as well, right?
Yeah, there was I have to reread an it. Engine yes. and I think a chase truck or something.
Okay.
A utility truck. Truck.
I have to reread that. That would just be reimbursed for that one. But yeah, so we'll begin on the next issue. Any questions on the prayer?
Yeah.
Okay. So, park funds. Revenue, we met expectations, and we have 14% left of expenses. So the operating revenue exceeded the budget by $4,558 due to the small increase in property taxes and overall increase of the use fees and the selling of the dog park permits throughout the year. Quarter four non-operating revenues include the $7,000 public assistance grant for winter storm damage at the dog park, and also the funds we received for the cell tower rental fees.
Good old tower. I should think that's a cool thing.
What's that?
The cell tower.
I think that's just really cool.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello, Vivian.
Yeah.
Hi, how you guys doing?
It took me a second to get.
Oh, man, somebody take me out back and beat the shit out
of me. So, that last bullet item there with the public assistance grant for storm damage. That's Louis's brain at work there. We had a lot of trees that had been damaged severely, some of the big oaks that are down there. And some of them were hazard limbs, mm-hmm. some were already down. And quickly went in and got that taken care of. And at the same time, he was working through the damage list for all the other small little things and added that into the list. You know, sometimes you just don't think about it. Tree limbs went down. Didn't hurt anybody, didn't break anything, you know. But
you're making a mess.
Yeah. So anyway, it's just thinking all the time about ways to cover our costs and provide better service in the world. So this is a team effort.
Okay. Park expenses. We exceeded the budget by $30,000. That is mainly due to the salaries and benefits, which, like I said, the opposite of the fire. When the guys go out and work, they keep track of their timing and how much time they're spent doing working at the different parks. So there was a lot of extra time spent there. Doing maintenance and upgrades. And then also utilities were high there. I remember a few quarters back, it was the water was way over budget. That was because they were trying to get the ball fields back up. So they had gone over budget then. So it's just a combination of things, extra work, doing the upgrades. It doesn't necessarily have to do with the Clean California. It's completely separate. That's all grant. This is just additional work done at these parks. And then we had lease payments of $14. Any questions?
Yeah,
big expenditure.
Is the ball field group doing some of this maintenance and work stuff, or is that all GCSD?
The contract says that they're doing the maintenance portion of everything. We are doing the watering, but as far as maintenance and scheduling, and everything else that is that
group. Okay. So there's mowing, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll check with Andy because I know at the beginning when we went to go relay the second topsoil, the second layer of topsoil, and then seed it and then reseed it. And I know that Andy and Louie had decided that we wanted our staff to take care of it because we wanted it done correctly.
Yeah.
And so there was a huge effort level of us, our staff getting it prepared, but then once it was playable and functional, the maintenance crews over there, that group was supposed to take over. But I'll double check.
That's a good call.
And I know I still need to look at the question that you guys put us in about the lights. Because there was a big expense with the lights.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a follow-up on that. So I'll make sure to find out answers for both of those.
It's definitely something that, you know, we need to continue to keep looking at because we're never going to have grant money come in to cover the cost of maintaining a field.
Right.
That is, you know, got to be tax and use fees and those kind of things. And the utility costs and the electricity and water are always going to exceed any amount of money that we can generate from having any use fees in place.
Right.
So anyway, we just need to if it's used a lot, if it's a really, if it's a good active project, yes, where people are getting good use and enjoyment out of it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I do know that it's been heavily used all throughout the summer this mm-hmm. year. Mm-hmm. And then we just received an application and inquiry from Tioga High School. They're having their first baseball / softball season
softball.
That,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That they've had in a long time. It's been years since
they've had posted it on.
Yeah.
So Facebook. We directed the school to work with Damien as far as coordinating schedules and practices and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So it is being sent out for advice.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. Outstanding.
Big capital expenditures, the Groveland Asset Rehabilitation and Beautification Project. The main expenses for this quarter were for the purchase of planters, the benches, concrete, and the public relations. And that was for the collaboration with the Yosemite Chamber of Commerce. So it's beautiful. And we have the Hetch Hetchy Railroad projects, their portion. And again, $2 for housing. Home pest inspections. I'm going to add it because it was there.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
It's an allocation mechanism.
Yeah. It won't balance if I don't put it in there. Okay. So looking ahead, we're going to have continuing expenses. The beautification project will be ending in December. The most recent bill we had was $84,550. And that was for Amirich and Sons, the demolition of the bathrooms and getting it all set for the new ones to be delivered. We also submitted the claim and we're expecting reimbursement of $109,000 from the grant. And then I'm also going to be, I'm trying to close up the Yosemite Chamber of Commerce expenses and I'll be invoicing them for their 25% portion. So we'll have those sums coming in as well. Continuing on, that's great. Any questions on the park?
I'm going to want to look at the new bathroom. It really is an improvement. I didn't go inside or anything. They just set it down. I looked around the outside of it and walked around it.
Looking good.
Mm-hmm. It was so fun watching it
burn it in. Oh, sure it was. I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Did you watch it come in?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I like weird stuff like that. You know, like any kind of.
The crane was very impressive.
Yeah.
It's a tall one, wasn't it?
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Well, I think Louis had told me the bathroom weighed like 55,000 pounds.
Wow.
So at some point.
That's empty.
Yeah. Too tall.
And then, so at one point, you know, we're standing there, they were, you know, they pointed out to putting the counterbalance things on, and they just looked like big slabs of concrete on the back, and I'm assuming one is always there, and then they added four, if I remember right.
Wow.
And those each weighed 22,000 pounds.
Wow! Yeah.
Holy moly!
They don't want that thing just to tip over. You got all the leverages on the far end. Yeah.
And because of that, I think he said it only had a 45-foot reach out. You know, I mean,
yes,
just yeah. But like, and then that tree that they trimmed up, I'm kind of standing up. Back where over here taking pictures, and there's like, you know, the little curb with, you know, dirt and grass, and then the tree, and then that tight corner. Oh my God. What? Well, me whose depth perception isn't great to start with. I mean, there he's coming around there. And I mean, like, if this is, well, this is actually a good example. If here's the road, oh, it's a curb, he comes and his tire is up on the curb area. And from where I'm standing, it looks like there's an inch between the overhang and the tree. And I'm like, make sure taking off those little burrs where the tree lips came from. And he kind of stops and he got done. And sure enough, here's tracks just right there. Oh my God, it was tight.
They maneuvered it.
They did it. Yeah, it was just, and there was no backing. Well, I mean, it did kind of alter a little bit, went 3 inches forward instead. I mean, that's about what it seemed like. And then get it over there, and then the crane guy gets it up. And then there was one tree over here that had some branches, and pretty soon the binding and stuff like that kind of did get in. They're just light little branches, and they kind of fall
And we're like, who would have thought to do that? And then he alters it, brings it down a little bit. Next, when he brought the other one in, didn't even come close to the branch.
Yeah.
It's like, I told him, I said, I would imagine he makes a nice salary for
me. Yeah,
so he should.
Very skilled.
He is good.
Yeah, they would never tell you, them to get monovision in LASIK. Okay, I think I'm good.
Yeah, those are an impressive
yeah.
impressive structure and impressive operation. Putting that in, our contractor did a fabulous job, you know, of getting everything in place and having time to cure and getting all the utilities ready, get it cleared out. Just everything is. Everything's clicking so far. The hard part with that project is the fact that, you know, we had the design had many things in it that we weren't able to get constructed because we had to change it so much to get it to meet the objectives of the grant, which we had that was mandatory, like a certain number of benches, a certain, you know, a bathroom, signs. All those things, but at the same time, be able to, you know, pick and choose on things that had to come out and move things around, and you know, because as soon as you, sometimes you don't realize as soon as you move something, or you take something out, you completely change the way that the configuration is, and so other things move, and then when you move that, then that affects this, and so anyway, the contractor's done a good job of working with us, and
we've been very patient.
So Jen and Rachel got fired twice.
Yeah.
It was only in 1 week.
It's okay, they actually really took up.
Yeah.
That's why they keep hiring you. So we were, I would say, we watching the bathroom come in. It was like one of the most exciting days of ever working at the district for me. Just because you don't see, you know, that was a lot of work put into that project and a lot of time and effort. And you're going through things, and then when construction finally starts commencing and you see dirt moving, you see things starting to come, you know, to fruition that you've been working on. It's so rewarding. And, you know, that bathroom will be there for another 40 years probably, and
plus,
it's you know, it's neat to see the excitement in the community.
There were several really nice comments online,
yeah. And it's just very rewarding. It was a very rewarding day and accomplishments. And even, you know, seeing, because it was one of the things I signed, like the layout of the bathroom was fine, but then you had to pick the colors and the roof color and the siding and the this and that. And, you know, it's really hard to do off of samples. I mean, we all know just houses. And so when it comes wrapped, I was like, all right, girls, here we go. It's going to be the reveal of what you put together. It's going to be there forever.
Yeah. And it's kind of weird, like going out there on a, you know, couple times a week basis just to check on everything, or they ask me and Jen to come out and approve this location of this. And it's actually really stressful. I found that, like, when you're planning something for an entire community, not just like my preference, but like when you have to really think about everybody, that this is going to affect the community, the visitors, everybody, it's kind of stressful.
It's a lot of stress.
And then this was a rewardable moment, but we had three extra really large boulders. And Pete and Jen and I were walking around the park one day, and we were like, oh, you know what? We should take these boulders and set them up kind of like a sitting room, like a outdoor living room. You know, kids love to play on rocks, mm-hmm. and other people like to just, hey, there's a big rock, I'm going to sit down.
Yeah.
And so we the contractors placed them, I think it was on like a Tuesday or Wednesday, the X marks the spot and where we wanted the locations to be. And then Jen and I went out and we're studying the location of the trail markers and what is going to be on the trail markers. And we're sitting on the picnic table next to the restroom. And then all of a sudden, like, one person walked over and sat down. And I'm like, oh, gosh. They're sitting on a rock. And then before you know it, there were five people in this little group sitting on the rocks. And they were all having conversations, snacks, nice. And yeah. stuff like that.
Well, and it was in an area on the grass that was just dead. You know, it was
it got beaten down. So it was just a dirt spot. We're like, let's do something. I was telling them, like, you can tell these guys all have wives because they're very patient with us. Like, no, we didn't keep on moving it over
yeah.
the area.
Yeah.
And they've been there.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
it hasn't. Square it up a little bit.
They've been very patient and very accommodating.
They've been great to work
with. Steve, the superintendent, he said, I'd like to move this just one more time. Yeah, but it was like we're setting
yeah.
a limit.
I
want this to be, but instead of saying, hey, this is the last time I'm going to move it. You know, very nicely.
Yeah. I will say that he's almost as guilty as we are, like moving things or suggesting changes and stuff. So,
yeah.
He's been.
That's the foreman one.
Yeah.
Steven, the foreman. Yeah. He's been, because he was, because we, at the beginning, we had everything just straight. At like 90-degree angles and stuff. What was his
nothing comment? In nature is
nothing
is
in nature
lines,
is
perfect
in
lines like that.
Yeah, I mean it was like he allowed us to kind of like see a different version instead of just doing what exactly was on the plans.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had a lot of creativity and ideas.
Really
that
good
were,
input.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yep, it's been a fun project. Very fun.
We had a little delay in getting some things ordered. just we all got busy and then we all looked at each other and said, wait a minute, the contractor is going to be
here,
or going to be pouring concrete next week, and we don't have
anything.
We don't have the benches. who was going to do that? I don't know. So it was a mass effort to get everything pulled together and ordered and coordinated with the contractor, because meanwhile I'm seeing dollar signs ching, you know, because you get the wrong contractor and they'll just say my rate is $10,000 a day to wait for you, so I'll wait all day, I'll wait
yeah.
for a week while my crew goes and does something else. Oh my god, we gotta get this done. So we did have to make a last minute change. We had a prefabricated kiosk that we intended to install in the right hand fold out. It's basically, they can explain what that's all about, but it took special anchors and it took special, they had to design it still, and it was going to be 6 weeks before we could even.
He couldn't even guarantee us receiving. He said the guarantee would be by December, but we needed it a lot quicker than December. The project has to be wrapped up in December.
Yeah.
He said that he could maybe get it to us by, you know, mid late October. But in the meantime, these guys are ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
And so we had to let that one go. And we went through the subcontractor to get a quote for a stick built one, which they're already building the bus shelter and the shade structure. So it's just one more thing they get to construct, and it makes sense because it
sure.
will all match and all
yeah.
work together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the only reason why we went with this other one, because it was the closest to a nature wood, because everything's so urban when you're looking at these off, you know, it's what we figured it was off the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're like, okay, we're ready, submit. Like, oh, that'll work.
No, you gotta engineer it first.
Whoops. You thought you just had that, you know, in a big warehouse somewhere.
Yeah. But the good news about that change order with the subcontractor is that it still came in to do the stick built one. It's about $7,000 less than
oh, nice.
The prefab one that we
wow.
were originally going to purchase. But,
so does that mean you can spend $7,000 on something else?
No, because we were already over budget on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
why we were right over
budget. That's the only budget thing we used to be.
Less over budget than we started
before. There's no such thing in this project at all.
We have a lot of money in trash cans and different things. We over budgeted for that, though.
Yeah, it'll all
wash
out. Down. Speaking of which, do we have any idea? I should just ask that probably. Like, are the trash cans, how often are they having to be emptied, or are they?
I don't know.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll check with it. When we were driving through the other day, I think we saw somebody put some trash in. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to wonder. You know, as many as there are, of course, the ones closer, you know, right around the trail and the door and stuff are probably going to be
the last time there. Yeah. I was wondering if they were,
especially like since I'm out there all the time. Yeah.
It's funny that the one area in town between Serendipity and the gas, the charging station. That where there's no plants. No.
They didn't want it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's
the businesses had to kind of buy into it.
Buy into it. Agree. It's just you see how pretty it is when you drive down the street. But empty.
It is not for
it. Looks like Machado is doing some sort of construction at the entrance of his building because that whole Machado property.
I don't know what cost. Like
the
property have, that's just before the.
They have that full boardwalk.
Yeah, I think it was just
east of the
Charnas
Lake.
Yeah,
they're doing some. I don't know what they're doing. Yeah. You're going to see them working there. I didn't
clean it up
because they have to.
Yeah, maybe that, or maybe it was that public comment a couple months ago when somebody read that email to us about why does downtown Portland look so terrible and. Business owners should be ashamed. Maybe he got the message.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed that one.
I didn't do it.
Did you guys share that email?
We read it aloud. I don't think either one of you here. I think it was Nancy, John, and Bob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody was pretty irritated.
They were wondering if it was us preventing them from watering.
Looking for bad.
Yeah.
What bad things did you do today? I mean, I'd wake up in the morning thinking, trying to find the worst thing I could possibly do for every community. You know, that's what I live.
Guilty for today.
Jen was saying, I mean, you know, you get excited over a bathroom. You know, you really do. I mean, these are
rocks. Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's gotten better as far as the like game type of thing. You don't see like that comment. Well, I mean, it's not like I'm on social media all the time. But that comment was kind of rare and few and far between, I think, compared to before.
I
don't know if anybody saw this because we're talking about comments and we're getting a little off topic, but I saw one comment that on Nextdoor that said, the bathroom looks exactly the same as the old one.
Oh, I saw that.
And I stopped working for a couple days. I'm going to be so mean to people. I'm like, are you blind? You obviously need to go get your eyeballs checked. Because there's nothing remotely similar about the old, how can you even say
it's,
it?
It's a building. Okay.
It's a bathroom in the same location. Well, you're right.
It looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
I don't think that person had ever been inside.
It was a yellow square
trim.
Yeah.
And like the one guy who was like, oh, he says things. There was, you know, he was just in one of the answers to the thread. He's like, oh, and what did this cost or what did come in at? And it's like, just crickets. Nobody took the date. Nobody answered him or whatever. And then somebody else said something about, you know, where can I find out if, what this project cost? It's like, there's freaking billboards there with the dollar amount of my grant right there.
I did take the bait, and I said it was grant money.
Yeah.
And then I got an email saying, well, it was only 75% grant money. And I thought, okay, well, I'm taking that comment off there. So
The comments work their way to me for answers, and you know I'm always in the absolute worst place to be able to respond. There's just I'm in the doctor's appointment, in the doctor's office. I mean, 30 seconds actually, before they're knocking on the door.
It's been fun.
The part of the fun is it's so noticeable. People don't really see when, you know, there's something being done, you know, in
had worse.
Sewer line, yeah, and like Clearwell.
Yeah, they had a smell that it.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, but this, yeah. And it's like everybody, it's so visible, whether you like the boulders or not, and at least it shows that stuff is being done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's part of what's so exciting.
Anyway, that little.
Wait till you see people sitting there on the bench with their feet and their lunch sitting on the rocks, you know, looking at the park and
just having that little
watching
half cement wall, pony wall, or whatever it is there that separates us. That is wonderful. I went and sat up there and watched them finishing working around the mountain, and it was like, because after I left here, I went up there. Park my car in the little tiny area where you could park. Sat and watch people.
Okay, one more story, and then you have to get back to
the room. You're fine.
So I kind of wanted to go down to the big turnout and film it coming up the grade, and then but I wasn't going to go down at 5 o'clock anymore. Anyway, so I'm there, and at some point I went and I was kind of standing up on the curb toward the park, obviously, and I had just between the trees, just a perfect little take some pictures as it's coming. And at some point, then Louis comes up there and he's kind of just standing there and chatting and whatever. And I thought, well, it's just because it is like a pretty good view or whatever. a couple of cars come screaming by and stuff. And he goes, yeah, he says, I'm standing down there and I see these cars. And I thought, I'm bringing up there, because of course I didn't have on like a yellow vest or anything, and he did. So his whole point was, he comes up here and he's with, and I thought, you know what? One of these cars is going to be, like, Mother Ray, driving down looking at the bathroom, and then like, boom, there goes our Nancy. She's gone. I'm going to get up there so they can see this vest. Yeah. I thought it was the sweetest thing.
You had your own bodyguard. There's with our Nancy.
I just literally kind of like melted my heart. But I thought, I hopefully when I have those vests, because we just bought some, would kind of help with certain things a few times, you know. And I thought, oh, I don't know. And I was standing up here in the
highway.
But like when they first brought this was prior to that, but when they first, the truck was coming in, I mean, it's coming in, of course, it's not going to go like peeling in and making this clear turn. So cars start backing up. And I was up there at that same time, just not that exact spot. And then, so here, everybody comes fast. And then like, oh God, there's a car. So I'm just slamming to a stop. And then here comes the next one. None of the cars that were stopped put on flashers, which kills me. We always throw our flashers on.
Yeah.
And then here comes another one just screaming in. So I finally just like you slow down, because I thought, and he did have to seriously brake to get stopped. So then for the next couple, then that was my job, just
it's just insane.
Yeah.
And then
I'm telling that to Louis, because he was down there. He goes, oh yeah, and then like, I think he said it was the first car. This guy, and he comes up and he's just like, and just kind of grumbling and whatnot. I think he rolled his window down and went and was complaining about it. And so then he kind of pulls off the other side. He'd have to, because he couldn't have gone this way. And there was a car over. Anyway, pulls off, goes into the ditch to come back up, rolls down his window, and I think he said he looked, and he's yelling at him. It's like, or 5 minutes later, the truck would have been gone.
Mm-hmm.
Unless his wife is in the backseat bleeding to death or something. But like, little high strung there, dude. Right. Anyway, this is Ronnie's show, not the bathroom show. We just got a strange intermission.
Okay, let's move into the quarterly treasury report.
Let's do that.
Interest, we continue to earn some strong interest. So this quarterly treasury report is for the 2024 year-to-date interest earned, that's calendar year, not fiscal year. So for January through June, we received 115,193 interest. So over to the right, I added the quarters 1 and 2. So total for fiscal year is going to be 186,554. So that's a good amount of interest earned. We continue to track every week the California class to make sure that we are still getting good rates and comparing that to the Mechanics Bank.
Do you have a page? I don't know where I'm at.
It was included on, in the
back of the last page.
It's in a slightly different format. It's the very last page. Go all the way to the end of the last page. Very end.
There
it is.
And then flip
it
later.
22.
Yeah.
Page 22. Okay.
Total cash on hand at 6:30 was 9.6. That does include grant funds, but we're looking good and strong. Any questions on the Treasury report? None. Okay.
LIF interest has gone up.
Yes, LIF interest has gone up the last quarter. The other one that went was the park asset that went from like 4.5 to 4.7% that last quarter too. I was just looking at those. So they do continue to adjust. So yeah, keeping track of that. And it has been a good year. Let's try to stay in budget with everything. We have lots of grant funds for process, you know, in and out. it was very successful. Any other questions you could have for the quarter? As I mentioned before, if there's any changes, that will be brought back because we are still in the middle of reconciling and closing out the year. Auditor and the CPA to get everything closed up and off to auditor.
I mean, I don't envy you having to put this together, but you do such a good job.
You do.
They are. I mean, you get a lot of when you struggle when you're trying to get something to work and.
That's why I added $2.
Yeah.
Are you'll be off by
finally get it to work.
Yeah, thank you.
That's like when I finally got Pete's sandwich eaten done that I had to do that year.
A little more detailed. The golden objective.
No. When I got what is it when you rate? We had to go
evaluation.
Yes,
evaluation.
Oh my God, that was difficult to get through. Only because I'm not in control of what everybody else is giving me. You know, and that can be difficult to deal with. But when you finally get it, and it all works, and it flows on the paper, and everybody can understand it, and it's good. It's good. You can get a lot of satisfaction.
Thank you. Perfect.
It's definitely, from a manager's perspective, it wouldn't work out really well if we overspent and weren't able to pay somebody.
Yeah.
Be it an employee or a contractor or, meet any contractual obligations that we have, pay our insurance. And when you're dealing with, $1 million payments and, in chunks plus large outflows for a lot of expenses and delays for money coming in from the state. And sometimes like yesterday, we get a random email from Caltrans that we don't have our extension. How can we submit a request for reimbursement for the park? We never submitted our request for an extension. Well, how bad did I panic in that minute? And then I remembered that I was at the General Manager Leadership Summit and stayed an extra day in the hotel just to sit there and get it done. I think we're on vacation. This was just to get that extension documentation in that they told me the day before it had to be in tomorrow. Anyway, so those kind of delays happen, and to have Michelle on this and giving us real-time information and information we can count on. It's not a big question mark. I don't know. Let me find out. It's, you know, everything is easy to see, easy to read, and very understandable. So it makes a lot of difference. Because otherwise, you know, it can be pretty tough when you run out of money.
You're a good team leader, so that works.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's
right.
This quarterly report, the very last page, that investment report, is actually a requirement of law. A lot of districts don't understand it or do it, but that's where I have to actually make a statement that we have the money to be able to operate for another 6 months. And that came from the Bell, City of Bell, yes, fallout and all that, where bad investments and bankruptcies and blah, blah, blah.
Who signs the cert?
I mean, it can be.
You do.
No, he does.
Yeah, it can be a finance officer, right? But it's,
I'm just checking. It can be you. This has to be somebody.
Yeah. Would you like to sign before those are impacted?
No.
I thought about that.
It's unnecessary. I trust that you'll sign.
Yeah.
I'd like your autograph, though.
It's come a long way. Thank you, Michelle.
Anybody? We're done.
Thank you. Very nice.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well done.
Adjournment at 11.